Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at an interesting hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the levels that a servant attains, the levels that a servant, spiritual levels that a servant attains as a result of ordeals and trials and tribulations. As you know, this world, this dunya, is a world of trials. It's a world of tribulations. It's a world of ordeals. And there's nothing we can do about this. There's no way we can change this. This is essential and inherent to the nature of the world. It's something that just we have to deal with. Fortunately, this world is a mazra'a. It's a farmhouse, it's a cultivating ground for the hereafter, for the akhirat. And if we react to these trials and tribulations in a good and positive manner, then, you know, it's possible that it can even lead to our upliftment and our ascension in the akhirat. Let's look at this beautiful hadith and see what the Imam says about these levels that we can attain in the hereafter, in the akhirah, because of these trials and tribulations. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There is a rank in paradise which no servant can reach except through suffering harm in his body." So here in this hadith, the Imam mentions specifically the sickness or the trials and that a person and the harm that a person, the pain that a person will endure in his body and its result. This could be an allusion to sickness, to physical defects, that a person might be afflicted with. And the Imam says that these result in, if the person reacts in a positive way. He considers this, as a test from Allah, and he doesn't lose patience, right? He doesn't complain about it. He reacts in a positive, spiritually and religiously positive manner. This results in stations in paradise that he cannot have arrived at if he had not gone through those trials, these physical harms. In a similar hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said the following: "There is a rank that Allah reserves for the servant which he can only attain through one of the two things, either the loss of his wealth or through affliction in his body." So this hadith, the second hadith, is similar to the first. It echoes the same theme. And the only difference between them is that in this one, along with physical harm or physical affliction, the Imam, he also mentions, loss of wealth and, poverty or trials and tribulations that might occur for a person from a monetary point of view. So if we want to attain those stations in paradise, it's necessary for us to, have sabr and have patience during these trials. And so that we can, Allah can be pleased with us and we can attain those stations in the akhirah. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the levels that a servant attains as a result of ordeals, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.